Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. According to the latest data recorded by the National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies, Statec, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Police are appealing for witnesses after a fight broke out between three people on Monday afternoon in Munsbach. The incident took place around 3 p.m. in the parking area near the train station, with one person hospitalised after sustaining a stab wound. The suspect was arrested on the orders of the public prosecutor. The price of unleaded 95 petrol has dropped by 6.8 cents. From today, a litre now costs €1.46. Due to a train strike at Belgium's National Railway Company today, delays and cancellations are expected to affect all trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium. The strike is in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. CFL advises that all passengers hoping to travel check the information on CFL's website or app before setting off. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU members to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs, saying Trump should be made to understand that escalating trade tensions is not in his best interest. The EU is set to vote on a list of countermeasures this Wednesday. Meanwhile, China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war that has already wiped trillions of global markets. Beijing announced its own 34% duties on US goods to come into effect on Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has publicly acknowledged for the first time that his troops are active in Russia's Belgorod region. In his nightly address, he said that the war must return to where it came from. His comments also referred to Russia's Kursk region, where Ukraine still holds a small area after a major offensive last year. Moscow has since retaken most of the territory. And finally, as rabbit fever surfaces in Luxembourg for the first time, experts advise pet owners and nature goers to remain cautious but not alarmed, stressing the low risk to humans and domestic animals. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with football, the quarterfinals of the Champions League are starting today. Tonight's games include Arsenal versus Real Madrid and Bayern taking on Inter Milan. You can watch a stream of the game from 9 p.m. and follow our live ticker coverage. Tomorrow, Barcelona are taking on Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain are playing Aston Villa. And in golf, top-ranked defending champion Scottie Scheffler and world number two Rory McIlroy will take a swing at golf history in this week's 89th Masters. Scheffler, the 2022 and 24 Masters Green Jacket winner, seeks his third major title, while McIlroy, a four-time major winner seeking his first triumph since 2014, comes to the Masters with two titles already won.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's another sunny day throughout the country with glorious blue skies. After another chilly start with minus temperatures, the mercury is rising quickly to 11 degrees by mid-morning and a balmy 15 to 16 degrees by the afternoon.